Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Right to Francis Chan. This is what we believe. This is what Francis believes. And I believe it's a plumb line for all of us. From this point on, dear God, this is the God that we serve. Listen up. Francis Chan, One Thing Conference.
Let me just share real quickly, because I think we're on the same page as brothers and sisters, but let me just share what I believe, and then you can decide afterwards whether or not you think I'm your brother. I believe in a holy God. You guys, seriously, everyone, right now, would you take a deep breath with me and let it out? I believe you were able to do that because he let you. And that's the only reason that there is a being in heaven that the Bible says is not just some man up there, but this God who dwells in unapproachable light. As 1 Timothy 6 says, he dwells in unapproachable light. So there's a being up there that if he were to tear the roof off of this place and let us see his face, we would all die. Because he says, no human being can see my face and live. Okay, so tonight is not about Mike or me or any band or anyone else. It's about this being up there where we go, man, all life comes from you. You dwell in unapproachable light. You have high angels covering themselves up, screaming how holy you are. This is not about you. This is not about me. I believe in this holy God. And I believe that that being in heaven created this world and created you and me. I do not believe that it's an accident that we, you and I right now, are sitting on a ball that is spinning at 1,000 miles an hour and flying around the sun at 67,000 miles an hour. And we're just sitting here like, yeah, no big deal. I don't think that's a coincidence that all that's going on and we feel nothing. But then you go to Disneyland, ride the teacups and throw up. You know, like I go, man, the design of this being, the way that you and I laugh and cry and feel like, wow, he's brilliant, he's amazing, he did all that. But it's not just this random, he created the world. I really believe that he created you specifically, that you are not an accident. In fact, according to Acts 17, you were born at this specific time and placed in this room for a specific reason. This was all his design. It is not a coincidence that I am speaking to you right now. I believe this is all God's design. I believe God is holy. God created us. And I believe that we have sinned against him. I believe we've done some things that are awful. I've done some things that are so offensive to God. Like Ephesians 2 says, I was just dead in my trespasses and sins. There was a time when I would just do whatever my body felt like doing. And because of that, the Bible says that we were by nature objects of wrath. By nature, objects of wrath. And I know a lot of people in the world don't believe that God can have a wrath. And I'm looking at scripture going, no, he has a... Read this book sometime. And he says that we were by nature objects of wrath, that we deserve his punishment because everything that he's done, everything we've done. But God, because of his rich mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, that being looked at us in all of our sin and could have just sent us all to hell, he goes, I love them. God, that being who dwells in unapproachable light, looks at all of us and goes, I love my creation. I love these people. And even though they've sinned against me, even though they deserve my wrath, I love them. And I love them so much. I'm going to have my son, my one and only son, my one and only son, I'm going to have him take the form of a man. And he's going to be there in the garden. Even in the garden, you ever think about that, where Jesus is looking at the Father three times going, Daddy, Daddy, is there any other way? Is there any other way? Can you let this cup pass from me? that God looked at his son who's begging him, who's sweating drops of blood, going, can you let this cup pass, but not my will, but thine be done. That God the Father, that being up there, watched his son nailed to a cross to pay for the sins that you and I have committed. That whoever believes in him, man, and I believe that that message that Peter preached on the day of Pentecost is for today, where the people were cut to the heart and go, what do we need to do? Is this really true? What do we need to do? And Peter says, repent, be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins, and you'll be filled. You'll receive that Holy Spirit. This promise is for you, your children, for those who are far off, people 2,000 years later in Kansas City. That promise is going to hold true. And I believe those of us who turn from our lifestyle, turn from our sin, literally repent because we see Jesus and we say, you know what, I want to die to my old self. I want to die to myself and baptize. I want to be in Christ. He says he's going to put his spirit in us. And when his spirit is in us, I believe that huge, huge, huge things should take place. Ezekiel describes it like a bunch of dead, dry bones would suddenly come together and grow flesh and walk around. You know, it's that idea that we were dead and now we come to life. I believe there should be a huge, huge difference when the Holy Spirit comes into a person's life. And that's why it doesn't make sense to me when people say, oh, I'm a Christian, I'm a Christian, I'm a Christian, and you go, you look just like everyone else in the world, if not worse. That doesn't make sense to me according to this book. Man, I believe what Paul says what he says to the Thessalonian church. He goes, man, I know that you guys are for real. In 1 Timothy 1, verse 4, he says, we know, brothers, loved by God, that he has chosen you because our gospel came to you not only in word, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction. It's this idea where Paul says, look, when the Holy Spirit comes into you, you should change. And he goes, that's why I know you're the real thing, because I look at your life and there's this change. It wasn't just like words came in, you gave some intellectual assent. The Spirit's in you. He changed you. You were dead, and now you were brought to life. And I believe that now that we have this Spirit, that Spirit would create a spirit of unity amongst us. And what his desire is, the church would look different than any other group on earth. That there would be so much love, so much amazing love through us. I believe that church can be just like it was in the book of Acts. I believe that Acts 4 is possible today, where it talks about how the people, in Acts chapter 4, the believers, It says in verse 32, the full number of those who believed were of one heart and soul. And no one said that any of the things that belonged to him was his own. But they had everything in common. And with great power, the apostles were giving their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all. There was not a needy person among them. For as many as were owners of lands or houses sold them, brought the proceeds of what was sold and laid it at the apostles' feet. I believe that can happen today. I believe that God can and wants to create a church where we look at each other like true family, where we go, look, if Jesus Christ rose from the dead, who cares about the stuff on this earth? Who cares about these things? Here, take my car. What do you want? It doesn't matter. We're family. This is forever. This world's going to pass. And I believe the church can be like that again. And I see glimpses of it. I see glimpses every once in a while. Where I go, see, I knew it. I was just with my buddy last week. I was like, well, hey, what'd you do for your 20th wedding anniversary? I mean, you know what this guy did? There was a man in our church who, an older guy, who needed a ride to the hospital, you know, in the mornings because his wife died, to get dialysis. Like 5 in the morning to get his blood cleaned out because he had no kidneys. This guy didn't even know him. He would drive him to the hospital. First day, he's sitting with this guy who's a believer. And he finds out that he's the same blood type. And he just looks at him and says, I'll give you one of my kidneys. And everyone, even in the church, was like, well, you can't do that. You hardly know this guy. He's an older guy. And you've got a couple of kids. And you know, why would you do this? He's my brother in Christ. Wait, you can't just give him one of your kidneys. You know how dangerous that is? And he's just looking at the word and going, well, the word says if I have two coats. And I go, man, so you did that. And his wife was cool with it, and they did it on his 20th anniversary. It's like, wow, that some people go to Hawaii, you know. But the church of Jesus Christ says, no, this is my brother in need. There shouldn't be anyone in the church in need, and if there's something I can do about it. And I go, man, when the world sees that kind of love, Jesus, when there's that type of unity, then the world's going to believe that you sent me. Then the people are going to believe in Jesus. See, I believe that church can happen. I want to see that type of love happen where there's not a needy person amongst us. So I believe in a holy God. I believe we were created by that God for a purpose, and we're here for a reason. I believe you sinned against that God and are deserving of his wrath, but that God loved you so much that he sent his son to die for you. And his son rose again. And the truth is, and I believe that if you believe in him, if you've turned from your sins to follow Jesus, then you are filled with that same Holy Spirit, and that is no small thing. That is huge. That is massive. That is life-changing. That's life-changing. That's everything. And I believe that he wants a beautiful bride where we love each other like a family, where unbelievers would walk in and go, I don't even get you guys. I've never seen anything like this. And then I believe he's going to return one day. He's going to return one day for his bride. You guys, seriously, like he's going to take us to a place where there's no more death. There's going to be a new existence where it's not us praying to this God that we know is there, but he's actually going to be with us forever and ever and ever. Praise the name of Jesus. So that's my belief system. So am I your brother?
And that's the big question. Am I your brother? Because that's who God is. God lives in the center of all creation, surrounded by an emerald rainbow. Thunder and lightning fires off from his throne room. He's surrounded by these heavenly creatures that have wings that are cover their faces and cover their... He's just so awesome just to peek at him. They're like, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And then the 24 elders, they just look at Glenn. Oh, they take their crowns down. They go, everything I've ever done for you, all the work, all the labor, every endless hour, all of those times, I just lay it down and bow down and worship him. Worthy is the King. And it's just this God that we serve. And I just want to encourage you in the beginning of this journey for this year to get a perspective of how awesome it is. If you claim to be his, is this the God you claim to be a part of, his family? This is his son that he says that when you read about him, and I want you to commit to begin to read the revelation of Christ, the book of Revelation, and understand that is a revealing of who this Jesus is that you believe in. He is worthy. I mean, think about it. God's holding the title deed to earth, the scroll. And they looked around. They looked in the heavens, and they looked on the earth, and they looked in the sea, and they were trying to find, listen, this, nobody can redeem the earth. It's sealed up, and nobody, I can't find any man on the face of the earth. And yes, ma'am, yes, sir, you. They couldn't find you, so you're not all that. And so listen to this. And so this guy begins to weep. John's going, oh, my goodness. You know, the earth will never be redeemed. We'll never be able to go to the creator of the universe and get the scroll and unloose the seals because we're not worthy. And they turn to him and say, listen, wait a minute. No, 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 no. There is one. There is one who's worthy. Think about it. There is one. It's like, okay, who's that? Who's that? This is the Jesus that saved us. that's sinless, that paid the price for us to bring us into relationship with him. It was his shed blood. He is the Lamb of God. And all of a sudden they begin to say and declare everyone in the heavens. They go, he's worthy. He's worthy for what? He's worthy to redeem the earth, to take the title deed to earth, the scroll that's in the Father's hand. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is he. And this is the God that we serve. Get perspective of how awesome he is in this God. This God that we're barely even mentioning today on VFN Radio at VFN TV. Listen. Lives in you. The question is, where is your confidence? Where is your surety? Where is your certainty? Why are you so afraid if this God dwells inside of you? I want to encourage you that from this point on, no more cowardness, no more being lured away. Be loyal to the one who's worthy. And he reaches out and he takes from the Father, and the Father extends his hand and gives Jesus the title deed to earth. And Jesus begins a redemption plan that takes, that's what the book of Revelation is about, bringing the earth to the fullness of God's plan for it, till suddenly giving everybody that would have a chance with the minimum force necessary to bring everybody who would say yes to the Lamb into the kingdom of God. So finally he says, okay, that's it. And boom, the last trumpet sounds. Boom, his church is with him. Boom, the bowls of wrath are poured. The earth is judged. The new Jerusalem comes down. And we live with him forever and eternity. Listen, God is awesome. This is the God that we serve. This is the Jesus that we serve. This is the question. Am I your brother? Is this your doctrine? And everything in your life, every message preached by any man or any woman, every Bible study you ever had, every book you ever read, everything should be measured by this plumb line. This is in whom we believe. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Son of the Creator of the universe. If you haven't met him yet, go to meetmyfather.org. If you want to spend time with him, go to iabide.org. We got a plan for you. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today. Or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.